Coming to you from Louisville, Kentucky.
It's the Valentine Cast with your tea partying couple, Jay and Renee Valentine.
Today is Monday, March 11th, 2013.
And this is episode 98.
How about that for getting stuck on the word today?
What are you talking about? I have no idea what you're talking about.
So hi, everybody.
What is going on?
For another episode here, we're the tea partying couple. Why are we the tea partying couple?
We are the tea party couple because, I mean, Tiny Tina, the awesomeness of Pandora, also known as the world's deadliest 13-year-old in the game Borderlands 2.
She gives awesome tea parties.
Tiny Tina's awesome.
Make it rain!
I mean, how can you not really just want to grab her and pinch her cheeks?
Right.
I mean, because she says stuff like,
"Who's ready for a mother humping tea party?"
I mean, she does. I mean, and it makes me laugh every single time you say that.
Right, right. So who's ready for a mother humping tea party? I'm ready for
it. I'm ready for a mother humping tea party.
I mean, I'm ready. And I think our chat room, who is here today with us, what is going on, chat room? I think you guys and gals are ready for a mother humping tea party.
So it's a Valentine party. Valentine tea party. So, yeah, so we have a new change Jay just did on a whim.
What's that?
The page.
It wasn't a change. It was an addition.
Is it not a change?
It's a change.
Did something change?
Yeah,
but it is a change.
So I don't know why I never did this. I think it was really complicated back then.
Well, I can tell you why I never thought of it, because I didn't think we were important enough.
Well, making it may prove to how unimportant we are. So,
okay. Yeah.
So basically, what we did yesterday, I finally sat down and said, I'm going to make a Facebook page for Valentine Cast. And I did it. So, if you haven't liked it, go out to facebook.com/Valentine Cast and go like our page.
But you don't have to go.
No, you don't have to go. I mean, because some people
don't feel pressure.
Don't feel pressured at all. I mean, all you'll see out there. I mean, like, you know, I posted some pictures like the Valentine Crocker, gray Sunday dinner that we always talk about every weekend. We posted a picture of that, the aftermath, of course. And you know, we do some updates out there. I mean, we have Twitter already. We were doing a Twitter, and so we went ahead and decided to go ahead and try to do a Facebook page as well. So, you know, just another avenue that you can reach us at and everything else. So, I mean, I think it's kind of cool.
Man, I think it's webcam gives me a bobblehead. I'm just saying.
No, it's not the webcam.
Yeah, you got stuck on those words because you weren't supposed to say it. So this weekend in our weekend wrap-up.
You saw me reaching back, right?
I didn't.
You saw me reaching back to get some water, right?
Forget everything you just heard. So, this weekend in our
the weekend wrap up.
We didn't just play video games. Oh no. We did other things, surprisingly.
We did?
Yes, we did.
So this weekend on Friday, we switched it up a little bit. We didn't switch it up, we added on to our awesomeness. So, Miss Crocker and Mom and Dad, they had got like some quick meals or something like that.
Yeah. It was, she got a Groupon for this place where you go and you get a family meal that's all ready to go.
Right.
Pretty made. And it's nice. It's nice meals.
Right, right. So they had stuff like, what was the, like some kind of chicken curry?
Curry chicken.
Curry chicken. And they had turkey.
Meatballs and
turkey
cod.
Meatballs with squash, spaghetti squash.
It was good.
It was really good. And they had some codfish with potatoes.
Oh, that cod was so meaty. It was like you're eating like a tender steak.
Yeah. So, really good. So Friday we went over there and, you know, to help eat some of that on Friday. And then, we decided while we were there that you were actually going to go shopping, right?
Oh, yeah,
the next day. And so, decided to go shopping. Renee wanted to do some shopping on Saturday. So, her mom and sister Kim, they kind of all got together and they went shopping to at Clothes Mentor because Renee needed some more jeans because you'll hear why here soon at the end, close to the end of this show. But yeah, so, and then also, on Saturday, we did some shopping, right? Was it Saturday or was it Friday?
It was Friday, but okay. I just want to say I tried on the most horrendous coat when I was shopping.
Yes, and I think that should be the face, the picture.
Will. This coat is one of the ugliest fur coats, and I'm not, you know, into, you know, fur coats. I don't like the dead animal thing, but you know, but this was horrendous. It didn't even look good. Ugh, gross. Okay, I just had to get that off my chest. I'm good.
Right, and so, so we went. You know, we did our shopping and stuff at Costco, and they finally talked us into upgrading to executive members or whatever.
Yes, we did upgrade. We are all executive members, yes, up in Costco. We had a personal shopper come with us as soon as we showed our black card. No, not really.
Yeah. when you walk in and you show your black card, they like bow down to you. Like, oh man, awesome.
Like the black card, like the American Express black card.
Yeah.
Those are thick. Have you ever seen one in person?
I have not.
They are heavy. Like, they're just really thick. They're thicker than normal credit cards.
Oh, yeah?
It's crazy.
Yeah. So we did that, and then we watched the movie on Saturday.
We did watch
because,
the movie.
Because Renee brought up a memory from one of the movies, The Line, from Marcus. We played some Borderlands. We actually did our movies by chance.
We did it. We did it.
We're going to go ahead and just spoil that right now. You know, we did it. Mm-hmm. You know. And then Renee played some Tomb Raider. I played some Halo. And what else did we do that was not gaming that you said that we didn't do? And then we also had our Sunday Crockett dinner.
Because you posted a picture of the Sunday Crockett dinner that we always talk about.
It was a really, really nice weekend. I mean, it was nice and spring-like. You know, I mean, it was just...
And we went to Minchie's.
Yep. Oh gosh, we went to Minchie's
afterwards.
So yeah,
the whole fam.
So it was a very nice weekend.
Yeah, it was a nice full weekend. I enjoyed myself.
Yep, and we didn't suffer too much from the daylight savings time. If you don't live in an area or you never heard of what's called daylight savings time, I think there are a lot of places that do it.
Yeah.
And there's also a good number of places that do not do it. So we're officially now an hour ahead of standard time.
Yep.
So 7:30 is our normal recording time, even if it's standard time or daylight savings time. So for the folks that don't have the time change, I apologize. Mm.
Before we get into another opportunity
to talk about something awesome.
I want to say hi to everybody in the chat room today.
What's going on?
Hey, everybody. We have Ever Studious, Rusting Willpower, the ever-present Hendo, love you lots, and Jeff Sire. And we did have Jakerton in here, but I think he stepped out for a bit. So hi, everybody in the chat room. Thanks for joining us.
Right. Jakerton thought we were playing Slender. But I changed that, so we're not playing Slender. So
sorry, Jakerton.
Yeah,
he was looking for somebody to, like, flipping out scared.
Yep. So Jakerton, before he left, threw out the "I got the big blank coat from the thrift shop down the road."
Yeah,
you remember the thrift shop? So, so big props for.
I forgot about the thrift. Yeah, because I never heard of it. And my friend Kendra, because she's awesome, her and her husband Tony told us about the thrift shop song.
Right.
I heard a cover of it on Coverville.
Really?
It was funny.
Yep. So, all right, with that, we're going to jump right into a little bit of.
Technology.
All right, so this past week in tech. Last week in tech. I was on Woot, and Woot was selling some Bluetooth headphones. And, you know, I kind of been looking at Bluetooth headphones for probably about 6 months now, trying to figure out if I want to get a pair and everything else.
You have no idea how many times I've heard about headphones.
Right, right.
Jay brings them up. Just.
Right. So I wanted some Bluetooth headphones so that, you know, I can kind of go a little cordless or something like that. But while I was doing, when I was doing some research, I was looking at the research on the headphones that were on Woot. And they start talking about the Jabra. There was this Jabra, like, Bluetooth receiver.
Mm-hmm.
So I ended up doing a little research on that. And, you know, kind of the way I do research and stuff and how it goes, I ended up getting a Sony MW600. And the Sony MW600 is freaking amazing. It's this little Bluetooth receiver that basically... What it does, it allows me to plug my own headphones into it, right? And it has a clip on it so I can clip it to my shirt. It has a mic on it also so that I could talk on a Bluetooth phone. I can listen to my music and everything else. And it allows me to control my music. I already said control, didn't I?
I don't think. Okay. Maybe.
But I think the key thing is that it allows me to use my headphones. And it not only that, I mean, like, I don't have to take my phone out to plug it into, like, the car. I can just plug this receiver right into the auxiliary cable, you know, auxiliary cable right into to this end here. And it is, I think this is one of my favorite tech items that I've gotten in a long time.
Question, can you talk on the phone through it if somebody calls you? Yes,
if someone calls you, you can answer, you can mute, you can put them on hold, you can answer another call, you can do Siri commands through here. So, I mean, it's, I love this thing.
It's everything you're looking for.
It is. It really is, because my thing was that I wanted to keep my headphones because I like my headphones.
You didn't want to have to use... You know,
I didn't want the Jabra headphones because I didn't know how they were going to fit. And, you know, I have a sometimes I have a big head.
Sometimes. Do you have a smaller head on some days? Yeah. Bigger head on?
My head's gotten smaller since I lost weight, you know.
And the price of all this goodness?
The price on this one was $40. It was like $49, I believe.
That is a good price.
It's a really good price. I mean, I got it off of Amazon, and I'm absolutely thrilled with it, and I used it all day today, all day.
And I have a feeling that you've been giving me subtle hints that I should get one. I feel like you're kind of
well. My question was, I asked if you wanted one, because I mean it's great for working out, no cord, you know. Because one of the things when you're like on the elliptical and stuff like that, you have your iPod sitting on up on the dash, and then you have that long cord, and you're doing the whole arm thing.
It comes right.
And it can come flying right off. And I'm going to throw a link out here in the chat room.
I'll think about it for later. Because now I'm going to start working out more, so that makes sense. So.
And here's the bonus thing. I know some people don't do this, and you just like, if you have an iPod, why are you doing it? But it also has an FM receiver, and it's a digital FM radio. And so... The thing tells you the name of the songs that you're listening to on your phone. It'll tell you what, even like podcasts and stuff like that. It'll tell you the podcast you're listening to. And then I totally lost it. And then also if.
It's right there.
Where?
In front of you. In front of your keyboard. What are you looking for that?
Oh. and then also like it can pick up digital channels. So like when FM. Like on the FM radio, when you go to the channel, it'll say, you know, Taylor Swift is playing Wind Beneath My Wings or whatever. I guess that's what song that she's
singing.
Taylor
Swift maybe covered it, maybe. I doubt it.
But I highly, if you're looking, if you've been one of those people who's like, I really wish that I didn't have to have the cord coming from all the way from my head down to my jacket or my pocket, or, you know, don't want to have to fiddle with all that. This is a nice solution if you don't want just a full-blown Bluetooth headset.
Right.
So, like, again, I mean, it comes with headphones as well, which are actually pretty good.
For you, maybe.
Actually, you may like them because they kind of curve back. It's pretty cool. I'll just try them.
I'll clean up my ears and try it one day.
But they have, they do the Sony cord thing where it's short on this side and it's long on this side.
Why they do that?
I don't know why they do that.
Sony does the weirdest things for no reason whatsoever.
So
odd.
Actually, Renee, it looks like they have a white one out there.
I definitely don't want white.
Okay, but so they look like.
I don't know. I'll think about it.
Yep. But yeah, again, there's an older version of this model you can get for like $6 cheaper.
Mm.
But
there's no point if it's just $6.
Yeah. So highly recommend it. The difference between the older version and this one is that the older version, the LED on the front stays on all the time. On this one.
How do you charge it?
Micro USB.
Okay.
It's a micro USB charger. And then the volume control is on the side. So
is there anything bad that you found?
Actually, and it also pairs with up to 3 devices. So right now, I have it paired with both of my phones. And then I can go up and pair it with my PlayStation if I want to use my PlayStation for a headset as well. I mean, use this for a headset when I'm on the PlayStation.
Oh, awesome.
So, yeah, that's my tech for that new tech. And then also, there was a cute story that my friend Bryce shared with me on, not shared with me, but he shared on Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
It's a story about a guy. And this guy, he's a father of an awesome daughter. And he's also a programmer. And what did this guy do for his daughter?
This guy loves his daughter so much that he hacked the Donkey Kong game so that Pauline saves Mario.
Yeah.
Or the plumber. He wasn't Mario and Donkey Kong, but yeah. So that was so awesome because she really wanted to play as Pauline, the princess.
Right.
And of course the game doesn't let her because apparently princesses always need to be rescued or what have you. And so he said, nah, we ain't doing that. So I thought it was really sweet.
Yeah.
That he did that. And, it's nice, you know, that people are realizing. You know.
Yeah, and that's a story that was on Kotaku, and I just kind of read the first comment on Kotaku.
Uh-huh.
It said, "Is this a good thing? I tend to think she's not learning the fine art of suck it up. The world does not revolve around you."
Okay, so this means that you don't do anything nice for anybody ever.
I know,
because
right?
The world doesn't revolve around you. What is wrong with people?
You know, otherwise known as, no one especially cares what you want, sister.
Let's not take your kids to the zoo. Let's not buy them any presents for Christmas because the world is not a revolve around them.
Yeah.
People are crazy. And Jeff mentioned that not only did he hack it, he had to do research on what he had to do to hack it. So he went out of his way because he didn't already know how to do it, which is awesome. So you are an awesome dad.
Yeah, I mean, it's
dad
just
of the day.
So I guess that's the same guy that says if you buy your kid a Barbie doll that's the same color as your kid,
yeah,
that you shouldn't be doing that.
Because trust me, my mom hunted for black Barbie dolls just so we could see dolls that look like me. Or people in my family.
Well, Renee, you should just suck it up.
I should suck it up and play with them white Barbies with that blonde hair.
Yeah, because it's just a toy. You shouldn't care. There's no way you're going to identify with that.
Yeah.
You know.
We always just come back to race. We're so racist.
I'm not racist.
Mm.
Are you racist?
Yep.
We're all a little bit racist. Anyway, so with that, let's jump right into some media.
Media, movies, books, comics, TV.
All right. So, as we said at the top of the show, we did watch Superman and Shazam.
Well, we thought it was Superman and Shazam.
Well, it was. The first one was.
It was 4 half-hour cartoons.
It was four 15-minute cartoons.
Really? It was 15 minutes?
It was 15 minutes.
So the whole thing was an hour?
Yeah, it was an hour and hour and two.
It didn't feel like it.
I know, you were dragging. And so basically they start off with Shazam, and then Shazam and Superman story.
Yeah, it's like an origin story
for Shazam.
Shazam. And I am not a DC person, so I didn't really know an origin story for him.
Yeah, I didn't know Shazam was really a little kid.
Yeah, I think that is weird. Yep. See, they always have weird storylines in DC.
I know.
Like,
he was
really
like,
odd.
He was like, Shazam! And then the lightning hit him. He's like, I'm big! and I'm strong!
And I'm fast.
And I can fly.
And all I had to do was say Shazam.
And then he turns back into a little boy and falls into the water.
I don't know. It was good. It was good. It was good. Yep. I mean, I like comic book stuff, even if it is DC.
And then the one show that was on there about the cowboy, like Jason Rex. That's the one you slept
Jonah
on.
Jonah Hex.
Jonah Hex.
I saw the dude walk into town. Right. And I saw some chick laying on a bed.
Right.
That's all I saw.
All I want to know is, I'm going to do a little bit more research on this Jonah Hex person, because that was a pretty cool storyline, and he seems to kind of be like my type of anti-hero?
The anti-hero. Wolverine's anti-hero.
He's a surly and cynical bounty hunter whose face is horribly scarred on the right side. Despite his poor reputation and personality, Hex is bound by a personal code of honor, protect, and avenge the innocent.
I love how the scar is part of his description. Maybe it's that important.
Oh, yeah, because, I mean, did you see his face?
No.
I mean, his whole... I almost spoiled Breaking Bad. But you remember that, dude?
Yep.
It was like that.
So, the second and third one. What were the second and third one?
Green Arrow.
Which was kind of lame. I do remember that.
It was kind of lame.
Oh, yeah.
It was kind of lame a little bit.
What was the third one?
I don't remember.
Oh, well, you can continue talking about something else while I do a quick Google.
Yep. Here's my thing with, I'm still trying to learn Netflix, right? Because, there we go, removed from list. Apparently, when you're on a movie, you can't remove it from your list until, I don't know, it's weird. But yeah, so Renee's doing the research on that. So Jonah Hex was pretty good. I definitely want to look, see if he has any more stories and stuff like that. Jonah Hex came out in 1972. But,
really? Yeah, that's a long time ago.
And the Superman.
The Spectre, remember?
Oh, Spectre was kind
of
cool.
That was an interesting concept. I have heard of the character of the Spectre, but I didn't know anything about it.
Yeah, so I really enjoyed Spectre and Jonah Hex. Mm-hmm. Shazam was cute and fun. I mean, it's your typical Super Sunday morning hero cartoon. That's what that was.
Mm-hmm.
Green Arrow, I was kind of... I like the TV show better of Arrow.
Some people would be really pissed off at the moment. I'm just saying because, you know, some people probably don't like the TV show.
Right.
I can imagine a lot of people don't. But the TV show is nice, even though we haven't watched it in weeks and weeks and weeks.
But Jonah Hex and Spectre were interesting. Mm-hmm. They had actually piqued my interest for me to go look at my DC comic app and look at... see what I could get out there. And speaking of, since we're already on comics, why don't we go ahead and tell the folks about Comixology and stuff.
Oh,
and before we go into
the choices.
And I'll take care of that while you're talking.
Okay. I saw an article on Kotaku that said you can download 700 free Marvel comics right now. It's part of their promotion they're having. All the comics are first issues. So I was going to talk about that and post it in the chat and say, go get them. But then I look at CNET and saw a story from an hour ago that Comixology had to suspend it because their servers were crashing. Good going, nerds. Messing it up for everyone else. I don't know if they're going to start again. But yeah, there are 700 of them. Mm-hmm.
I did put the link in the chat.
Yeah, room. Links in the chat room. So it's, I mean, there are Hulks, you know, 56 Spider-Mans, 118 X-Men's, you know,
And it seems like they're for the past, since last, Tuesday, mm-hmm. there's been another great company, or not great, but another company that had
estimated
the number of people that would hit their site or their servers.
Who's that? Oh,
EA with SimCity.
Well, are we doing this first?
No, I'm just saying.
Oh, you're just talking.
I'm just talking.
Well, we can talk about SimCity now because you started.
Are you getting nervous that I'm kind of doing this?
No, I'm dealing with it. I'm a big girl. Right. I can deal with it.
Yeah, suck it up. So, this is, as a lot of you have heard, you know, SimCity came out last week and people were very excited about it, me included. But I was going to hold off on buying it because I don't know why. I just wanted to. This would be the first SimCity that I would officially have played, you know.
Me too.
During when it came out. Someone did give me SimCity 4. Thank you very much. And I had some trouble. I got it installed and everything. And I had some trouble getting to play because I'm on Windows 7 and it's such an older game.
Right.
And I never got around to looking what I need to do. But Maxis, a subsidiary of EA, they underestimated the load that they would take upon having so many people buying SimCity.
This is SimCity 4, right?
This will be number 5.
Oh, 5.
If I think right, it's been a good number of years before this one came out.
Yeah.
But, I mean, there's no number actually on it. It just says SimCity.
Okay. Can you buy it from Steam?
Yep. It's Origins, EA. Oh, you have to go to Origin.
Of course.
Or you can buy it from Amazon. Amazon actually pulled it from their list.
Really?
Saying that EA is experiencing technical difficulty. So they actually pulled it from their instant download. So basically what happened was this past Friday, the CEO of Maxis, she put out a call and said, hey, you know, everybody, sorry that we, we're making things better.
Mm-hmm.
And we underestimated, and I know that sounds dumb, but we did. And she's like, we've increased our, server farms by 100%, 100 or 200%. And they gotten like 80% of most of the people, everybody fixed.
Mm-hmm.
But to make things better, they're going to give everyone a free game.
Who buys it from here until when?
Until March 18th. So, and you have to activate it by March 18th.
Right.
So if you have any plans for buying SimCity, and now I'm taking this from the news, and I'm taking it straight from Maxis's blog.
Mm-hmm.
They said if you activate before March 18th, you'll get an email after that shortly saying you can get a free game from their portfolio
mm-hmm.
for free. Okay. Right. So if you've been thinking about getting it, or if you're just waiting for everything to calm down like I was. Mm-hmm. It may be a good time to go ahead and buy it. I'm actually going to buy it.
Yep. I think I will too, just because it's hard to turn down a free game, even if you got to buy another game. So it's not really free.
Well, it's not really
it's
free.
It's a discounted game.
I mean, because basically, they're not losing any money.
Yeah.
Really.
Mm-hmm.
And she said, in an article, I know this is like me giving you a present because I did something bad.
Yeah.
But we want you to, she was pretty straight up in her blog.
And what's so funny is that they already have a upgrade pack for SimCity.
For the digital?
Yeah, you can create European style cities.
Oh yeah.
For 20
bucks. I mean, I was actually thinking about picking up the digital deluxe.
Oh, which?
The $79 one.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Interesting.
When I say CEO,
I don't think I'll go that far.
Let me correct myself. She's the general manager.
Okay.
Okay.
That's a lot less important.
But the consumerist, they said the funniest thing in their article that made me chuckle.
What did they say?
And they said, the folks at EA, comma, the reigning worst company in America.
That's horrible. I have something. I mean, EA made good games that I like. You know,
they did. So they did. But
it's hard to hear bad stuff about.
But you have to look at them now, and what kind of what the things they've done. I mean, look at Star Wars: The Old Republic. Look at Mass Effect. Look at what happened with Kingdoms of Amalur. You know what I'm saying? Now, granted, Kingdoms of Amalur may not all EA's fault, but they had some play in that as well.
Right.
You know, not just, you know, they had some other stuff going on as well. But EA's been making a lot of crazy decisions and doing a lot of crazy stuff lately. And the thing is that Maxis during that time, they really weren't communicating. I mean, that was the big thing, because no one was really saying anything.
Right.
And because SimCity is online all the time, even for single player, people were like, I can't play my game. You know?
Yeah.
I mean, think of the Diablo 3 launch. And, you know, people had to wait in queue to get in Diablo 3. People had to wait to get in the queue on EA.
And they never even freaking put out the PvP stuff. So.
Right. So yeah, that's kind of where we're going with websites that are companies that can't handle the load. So Comixology, get it together. And since we are on the Netflix page,
finally,
Renee can rest easy.
This is not the order we're supposed to go in, Jerry.
And we are going to roll for the movies of the week.
Okay.
All right, rolling. And I kind of agree with Hando. Sometimes if Hando's in WoW, we could have him do a slash roll.
Yes, I agree. But right now,
yep,
I already rolled. I had them out, Hando. 43.
All right, so 43.
If it's a show, go to the next. You know the deal. You know how we do.
All right, so 43, that's the History Channel. 8 to Man.
Oh, it's a history thing? I like documentaries and stuff. Yep, History Channel,
from the discovery of Neanderthal bones to hoax and theories, the special examines keys to breakthroughs.
You don't sound quest. Excited about this,
no,
Jay.
I'm really having trouble reading right now, and I don't know why. So leave me alone. See, you're making me feel like the kid in the Sunday school class that my granny said, Jonathan, will you read Matthew 3:45?
You took it upon yourself to read this description. But, that's all I'm saying.
But
that's all I'm saying.
But then everybody's like, trying to help me and stuff.
I didn't try to help you. I just said you don't sound enthused. How is that helping you?
From the 1856 discovery of Neanderthal man's ancient bones in Germany to elaborate hoax. Neanderthal, right?
Neanderthal. Is there a R after the D?
Neander.
There D-E-R. You go. No. You were saying Neanderthal.
Neanderthal.
Neanderthal, yes. There you go.
Okay. The History Channel video examines key breakthroughs in the quest to determine humanity's origin. For more than 150 years, scientists had... Did I say something else wrong?
No. I'm just laughing at the previous conversation. Keep going.
Quit laughing the mic. If you want to laugh, laugh off to the side.
I laugh over there.
You laugh off to the side while I'm reading this. Oh, you know, pull your headphones out. You realized that, right?
Yeah, I did. Sorry. I hope I didn't break anything. This is horrible.
And this documentary chronicles the search fueled by Charles Darwin's controversial hypothesis, stunning archaeological finds, and compelling scientific data. So we get to watch a documentary.
About archaeological finds?
And how we came from apes.
I like that, because I totally believe that.
That's why we got a bunch of bananas up front.
Yeah. Yes, that is why Jay and I love bananas, because we came from apes.
Mm-hmm.
Since we're going all out of order, which is horrible. What is the name of that again? I'll put it in the show notes.
What?
The
Ape to Man?
Ape to Man.
So you wouldn't even
I didn't hear the title. Don't give me crap. So we already talked about SimCity. So now we can talk about.
I moved stuff up.
Right? I see that.
Yeah. So go ahead.
If you look
at it now, it's in order.
It wasn't in order. Now it is. So
who's ready for a mother humping tea party?
I should just give up and go home.
Make it rain.
We're gonna go home now.
What?
I mentioned Boomerang when we were at the dinner, right?
Right.
No, we were eating with the folks.
No, was the day before, and we were talking about Marcus. I don't even know how we started talking about Marcus. We were watching New Normal. Mm-hmm. And I think a reference popped up on New Normal.
Oh, they did.
They did a reference to New Normal.
Strange is what they said.
Strange and the movie Boomerang, which was an Eddie Murphy movie.
Mm-hmm.
They had him, Holly Robinson.
Robin Givens. I don't know why you
Martin can't Lawrence,
stuff.
David Alan Greer.
Uh-huh.
What's Lady Eloise?
Chris Rock. Eartha Kitt.
Yes, and Chris Rock, Tisha Campbell.
Tisha Campbell was in there.
And which was a great, great movie from 1992.
I was 13 years old when this movie came out. Isn't that crazy? Yeah, that was over 20 years ago.
I was 17.
Over 20 years ago this movie came out. And it's so good still. I laughed, and I don't usually laugh out loud a lot, but it was really funny.
Oh, and it had Grace Jones. How can we forget Grace Jones?
Grace Jones.
And her
so,
weird sexy
if you've
self.
Never seen Boomerang, go and see it. It's about a dog of a man who gets it turned back around on him.
A player
getting played, if you want to do it in the TLDR version.
Yep.
But it's really good. I suggest you go watch it. It's not on Netflix. Not streaming anyway.
Nope.
But if you get a chance, go take a look. Boomerang.
And while we were watching it, so we have to admit, Boomerang was one of the best soundtracks of the 90s.
So good. Spending time with you, la la.
Feels like heaven. La la.
That was the lovemaking scene. I remember
ooh,
that.
Ooh, so sweet. Ooh, so sweet. Ooh, so sweet.
It
feels like heaven.
Okay, so yeah, and I used to have this. I was so pissed. I used to have the soundtrack.
I did
physical
too.
Version.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, life took it away from me.
But we have it coming in the mail. We have a physical version because the physical version was cheaper than the digital version.
Which is so weird.
And the digital version came with the physical version because
that is so weird.
Because Amazon has the auto rip feature now.
All right.
So if you buy the physical disc, you automatically get
the digital version,
which I'm not really understanding why, but if I wanted the digital version, that was $9.99. The Boomerang physical version was $3.99.
So it's almost like you get two copies. You can give one to a friend. Like
right.
You can give the physical one to a
friend. So what I'm going to probably do is save it for Christmas, and I'm going to put it in somebody's
stocking.
So somebody's getting it.
Lucky you. So I also saw an ad. This is really quick, but I saw an ad. Mad Men's coming back. April, woohoo!
Yep.
I'm so excited, so excited.
So April 7th is the 2-hour premiere for Mad Men, and
2 hours. Oh, I'm so excited! 2 hours.
And March 31st is the premiere for Game of Thrones.
Oh, so much good stuff!
Yep,
we have to go buy HBO.
Yep, we gotta get HBO. So I'm waiting till this weekend, I think, until I pick up HBO.
Okay, that sounds good.
But yeah, so Mad Men's coming. And tomorrow, for all you folks out there, you RTSers out there,
mm-hmm.
StarCraft, Heart of the Swarm is coming out tomorrow.
I thought it was today at midnight. No?
Babe.
What?
That's Tuesday, which is tomorrow.
I know.
Not today at midnight. Tomorrow.
I think of tomorrow as when I go to bed. I'm so sorry.
Yep. So.
Tomorrow, on
so
Tuesday.
Midnight tonight. 12:01 tomorrow is the launch of StarCraft.
Oh God, we should just give up and go home.
Heart of the Swarm. I blame the Red Lobster we had.
You can't really blame Red Lobster.
Yep. So I wonder. I'm not getting StarCraft like I did. I'll probably not do it like I did last time. I didn't get StarCraft right off the bat. I ended up waiting for a bit, then I went and picked it up.
I have it. I've never even played it once.
I played it for a few hours, and then I stopped.
There's too many games in my life. I can't handle it.
Right.
I just can't handle it.
Like, what's one that you've been playing lately?
Oh, my gosh. Tomb Raider.
Yep. So, a lot of you
new
may.
New version.
Yep. You all may or may not know. Renee got the collector's version for her birthday, which is this coming Friday. She's actually getting up now to show the chat room her awesome statue. And then she's going to be doing a little unboxing, take some unboxing pictures or something like that here in on the Go Mad show and stuff like that. You're showing her boobs.
Yeah, well, it's kind of hard not to. She has bigger boobs.
No, her hair was cut off, so it made it like she had a butter face.
She has... She has bigger boobs on the statue than she does in the show. And she has a booty. Look at that. Wow. But anyway.
She got the badonkadonk.
She's got badonkadonk. So I'm loving the game. A lot. I love how she feels vulnerable. Like, in the other ones, she was, like, you couldn't beat her. She was not afraid of anything. Totally, completely confident. And now she's like, you know, she's unsure of herself. She always says, I don't know if I can do this. And she panics a lot. But it makes her so human. And
yeah. Such a woman.
And it makes her a woman.
Yep.
Because women are weak and they're unsure of themselves. Yep. And not very
confident. Like to roll their eyes.
That's why we need men to marry.
And
right?
Y'all roll your eyes all the time.
That's a personal thing. Thanks.
Big eye roller. I'm glad somebody else saw it. It wasn't just me.
You know what? Apparently, we know whose side Aristides is on. I'm just
he's on your side, of course. What smart man wouldn't be?
So, Tomb Raider, I'm so excited. I don't know when I'll finish it, but I'm definitely going to finish this.
I got your back, Jeff. I'm always looking out for you. I'll take the fall.
And so, you did some gaming as well.
That's all the gaming you did?
I did Borderlands.
Oh. So I started, since we're getting to the end of Borderlands, I was trying to find something to play on my own. And I decided I was going to pick up Darksiders again. So, for some reason, I thought I was, you know, about halfway through Darksiders.
He was like, oh, I'm halfway through.
So I launched Darksiders and started up my save game. And apparently, I'm at the spot right before I'm fighting Tiamat. Mm-hmm. T-I-A-M-A-T-A. Tiamat. So this fight, from what I understand, is a 10 freaking minute fight.
It's a long fight.
And I haven't played this game in over a year and a half. So I don't remember the controls.
That's funny. Right?
So I'm like, okay, I got this.
I bet if you use a controller, you remember the controls.
Oh, I was using the controller back then.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I used the controller for this one because the way...
Most of the time, a lot of the controllers are the same.
Right. But it wasn't that. It was the whole aiming of the projectile thing and
so
everything
else, so I wouldn't like it. I don't like to get frustrated with my game.
So, well, the only reason I got frustrated was because I haven't played it in so long, so I forgot all the controls. So I'm trying to debate in my mind, should I start Darksiders over or do what I would normally do? Find out what happens in the story via Wikipedia.
And claim that you're done playing.
No, I won't claim I'm done playing. I will say I know what happened in the story. And then I will move on.
Darksiders 2.
To Darksiders 2. And call it
which I heard is better than Darksiders 1. So.
Actually, I would have to ask Everstudious in the chat room.
Yes.
Because I know that he has both. And he's been playing the hell out of them.
Because you always see him on Steam.
I don't always see him on Steam. He's doing other stuff.
I wonder if he's my friend on Steam. I can't remember if he asked me to be his friend. He probably doesn't like me.
No, Renee, you have friend requests that you don't answer.
No, I have none now. None.
Renee, but you have friend requests that you never answer.
I don't have any right now.
And
so I'm saying.
And I can't remember. If you want to add us on Steam.
Yes, you can definitely add me.
I think I'm Labazkek or Cowboy. Just go to steamcommunities.com/ID. /cowboy.
Yeah.
And then you can add me from there.
And I'm IceFlow1121.
Yep. So add us on Steam. I know someone wrote into the GoMad show, so they want to play with us on Borderlands 2. I couldn't catch the name, I have to go back and listen again because I listened today. And I think they added us, but I can't remember. That's what's throwing me off. It's been one of those days. And then, okay, so what I need to know is, what do you guys think? Should I finish Darksiders or should I just move on to Darksiders 2? I have no problem moving on. You know what I'm saying? The only game that I'm playing in the series from beginning to finish is Halo, which I did a little playing this weekend because I'm good friends over at the Go Mad show that I do on Wednesdays. Jason gave me two and three and Halo Evolved or something like that. No, I got Combat Evolved. He gave me something else. Reach. Mm-hmm. Oh, Halo Reach. Halo Reach around. And basically, I'm going to be playing. I play some Halo.
And I loved watching him play. It was really awesome.
Yeah. So, that one, I'm actually like 60. I'm over halfway through from what you were telling me. Mm-hmm. I kind of like knowing where I am because that prepares me for anything that happens. I'm the guy, if I'm watching a DVR show and things are getting intense,
right,
I will pause it to see if we're at the 40 minute mark or if we're at the 50 minute
mark. Don't you want to be surprised?
No, I don't.
Oh my gosh.
Well, I want to be surprised, but I don't want to. I need to get in my mind, is this going to be resolved before the end or is it going to be a to be continued? Because you know how I am about to be continued crap. You know what
I'm
saying?
Yeah, you don't like to be continued.
I don't like the two between.
You don't like cliffhangers either. Right?
No, especially, you know, Breaking Bad's little cliffhanger. You know, I accepted that. You know what I'm saying? Awesome show and everything.
Mm-hmm.
So I accepted that little cliffhanger, which is cool. You know, but there's a lot of other great shows coming out.
So, I just want to say something. Everybody knows I love Blizzard, right? I do. I love Blizzard. But they have ruined pet battling for me. Like, horribly ruined it. You can shut up now. Because you do not feel my pain. I love to pet battle. And if you haven't listened to previous podcasts, how I pet battle, I want a common, uncommon, and rare of every pet in every zone.
Because every she's a completionist.
I'm a completionist, right? And so,
even though they give her a way to upgrade her pets.
Up. So, you know, my thing, I have to get them by catching them. And so I will go in to the fight. If it's not a pet I need, I get out of the fight. Go in and get out. Go in and get out. And that's how I got all of my rares so far. And I'm doing great. Thank you. So.
Oh, now. I help you get your rares. Don't trip.
Jay, you helped me with a couple rares. Not gonna lie.
Renee, go, Jay, you helped me with like two rares. Okay.
It's totally true though. It was only a couple.
It doesn't matter. I at least helped.
You did help. You helped a lot.
Now, what other man would help you with that craziness?
Nobody.
No, I'm pretty sure there's a lot out there that
so,
would.
So, with the new patch that they implemented on last Tuesday, the change is that if you go into a pet battle and you surrender, your pets take some damage.
Yeah, and Renee doesn't want to finish the battle because she's trying to hurry up.
I mean,
she's just trying to go.
No, okay. My thing is, sometimes it takes me days to get a rare, and that's just from going in, giving up, and doing another one.
Right.
If I have to fight every single battle, do you know how long it'll take me?
But do you know what you were also doing when you were going in? Fighting and giving up.
What?
You were making that pet despawn for someone else that may be trying to just get a common pet of that. You know that, right?
I do, but I don't care about them. I wanted a rare.
See, you're very selfish in this.
Oh, I never said I wasn't selfish.
No, I'm just saying.
But so my pet's taking damage, and I was thinking, well, maybe it's not so bad. So I went in, and then...
Was it bad?
It's bad enough for me. Because when I go in and leave, if I did 10, I'm pretty sure my pets would be dead. So...
Wow, I didn't you know, and you know, you notice I never asked how bad it was, right?
Right. Well, if I couldn't play, you know, it was bad. So, I don't know what to do, whether to go in and just take weeks and weeks to get a rare, because that's how long it would take. I promise you.
Well, look at this. Look at it this way, and is that you?
No,
that wasn't me. That's probably your iPad.
I thought I put it on mute, but I was unmuting it from earlier.
But think of it this way. I mean, you have Tomb Raider.
Yeah.
You know? And then also think of it this way as well. You could possibly do pet battles while you're playing some PC games. You can have it over to the side.
Yeah.
I've
done that before.
You can run in and you can leave and then wait the 8 minutes for you to bandage your pets up.
I love that the first thing I talked about for 5.2 was... the pet battles.
Right.
But there was other content besides them ruining pet battles. The Thunder King Island, or Thunder King Isle, or whatever it's called, came out. It's the Thunder Island of dailies, put it that way. There are tons of dailies. That's all. We just did it once so far.
Right.
We're so weird for a while. Like, we'll go weeks when we don't play much.
Right.
And then we'll play a lot.
And it's okay. I mean, we have other games that we're playing as well and other stuff to do.
And they have dinosaurs, by the way. Yeah.
Yep.
So yeah, that's 5.2. And then you wanted to talk about Tapped Out.
You know what? I'm actually going to skip that and we can go ahead and jump right into you want me to prolong it?
No. Let's get it over with.
All right. So let's go ahead and jump into a bit of food.
The fridge is not prepared.
All right, so let me grab a song here because this is gonna be glorious. Because I don't want you to hear Renee when she kind of
barfs. No, I don't do that. By the way.
All right.
Maybe that'll help me feel better.
So we're playing a little music from John Anilio. You can get them at johnanilio.com.
You can get John Anilio at johnanilio.com?
You can get his songs at johnanilio.com.
He said him, so I was...
And pay what you want. This is Echoes of Espers. And he's doing a lot of great work out there. So thanks, John, for letting us use your music. So weight loss update, week 36. This week, I lost 0.8 pounds for a total of 88.2.
Whoa.
And Renee...
I lost 2.6 pounds for a total of 85.6.
And that's a total of 3.4.
It is.
And a grand total of 173.8.
It is. It's awesome.
And not only that, but what else happened today?
When I put in my weight this morning, it said, congratulations, you have reached your weight loss goal.
In eight
Hooray.
Months.
8 months, I have lost 85.6 pounds. My goal was 150, but I changed it to 160 because everybody in my life vehemently opposed 150, as they said I would be too skinny looking. And I kind of agree with them because I think I like where I am now. So.
Okay.
But my journey has not stopped because I have to maintain it. I have to find out what I need to eat to keep from losing,
right.
Gaining. I need to go up and down in a 10 pound range.
Right.
So
160, are you saying that's your top end?
No, my top end is 165.
165, okay.
My bottom end is 155.
Okay.
So if I fluctuate between those, I'm good.
Okay, cool. So congratulations, babe.
Thank you.
I'm absolutely proud of you.
I am still in this fight with you.
I know, babe.
I'm still there.
I know.
Crap, it's time.
And you're probably like, how long is it going to take, Jay? I'm going to say forever.
It's not going to take a long time.
So today... our great friend Lita, she was so awesome, and we told you last week how we did the Carmella Koalas, and they were absolutely amazing. So we decided last week what we were going to do, and we're actually going to do this. We are doing
crap. It's called crap.
Cheesy bites, snackabouts, Vegemite. Cheese bites.
I don't know why.
And
the cheese,
biscuits.
By the way, I don't know where the cheese is involved.
So
if you look at the back, you see brown. That ain't cheese.
I have a feeling that these Vegemite cheese balls may have some cheese in the actual Vegemite.
This is going to be so gross. So gross.
We don't even have any water back here, do we?
No. We're going to suffer through the rest of the podcast.
Yeah.
I'm opening them up. Hold on. I'm going to smell it.
And so these Vegemite snack bites, they're like in the...
I wish it was Nutella.
What was the
Marmite.
The package that used to be
Candy snacks.
Candy
snacks.
Yeah. So it's like in a handy snack container for you Americans that and other people that may have this.
It smells disgusting. So
basically where there would normally be cheese, there is Vegemite. And they don't give you the cute little red stick that you would normally have. You know what I'm saying? So yeah, this is going to be awesome. So
you go first.
Oh, I have to open mine up. So I'm going to have to talk. You're going to have to talk. So okay. I'm opening up my little handy snack.
Yeah. So
a Vegemite.
So we tried Marmite a long time ago.
Yep.
Which is a cousin to Vegemite. And that was insanely horrible. It stinks, doesn't it? It smells like feet.
It smells like
an ogre's feet. We're gonna have to throw this out in the trash when we get done, like outside. Come on, get less than. Oh, come on, that's a lot.
So,
Jay.
So I have some Vegemite here on the end of my cracker, and we said we were gonna do a full cracker, right?
I'm gonna eat a full cracker. That's a lot. Oh my God! What is wrong with you?
So they say you're supposed to take the Vegemite and you're supposed to spread
very thin layer
thinly over the cracker.
This is the worst try this I've ever done. Even worse than the Vegemite because I didn't know it was coming with the Marmite.
See, you could be.
I'm gonna do it.
Spreading yours right now.
I'm spreading.
So I spread it.
It looks like chocolate, but it's not.
So I'm showing the chat room. So if you all want to go to. If you're watching on the video, if you're listening now, go around minute 56 or so. So, here's my Vegemite cracker, and yeah.
You go first.
So I'm
gonna watch your face.
Okay.
Is it better than the Marmite? Really?
They have cheese in this. There's cheese in this. This is not straight up Vegemite.
Mm. It smells like beer.
There's cheese in this though.
Okay. All right.
Hold on.
Are you gonna really eat? Are you gonna finish the rest?
I might, but
what? So it must not be that disgusting.
They actually have the cheese in this.
I like how I'm avoiding eating this. All right.
So go ahead.
I have to eat it so we can end the podcast. If I don't do this, I can't end the podcast.
Okay, go ahead.
All right, you talk.
So we had Marmite before, right? And it wasn't great. But this handy snack of Vegemite, this snack about, that's why they said it has cheese.
Oh,
because
that's
it's Vegemite cheesy bites and biscuits.
I am pleasantly surprised.
So I am actually surprised, Lita. Oh my gosh!
It's not as good as cheese and crackers. Don't get me.
No, it's not as good as cheese and crackers. But I can see if I had doused one with a bunch,
you know what I'm saying?
It would probably been gross. But I am pleasantly surprised.
I'm glad I was proved wrong.
And the reason I'm pleasantly surprised is because we had Marmite before.
Mm.
And it was horrible.
We spread the thinnest layer of Marmite we could.
It was
bad.
Horrible.
But maybe Vegemite tastes better as well.
Vegemite isn't as potent as Marmite.
So maybe...
But I've had Vegemite before.
And it's
definitely... That's not the Vegemite that I had.
This is Vegemite with cheese, and I love cheese. Huh.
Yeah.
So, thanks, Lita. I guess I've been proven wrong, and I'm so excited, because I was trying to get that out of the way, because we have great stuff after this.
Yeah, because all the sweet stuff that Renee likes.
So, more foods from Australia in episodes to come. So, that worked out. Yay! And now it's time for a little bit of...
What?
Best tea party ever.
No. Valentine's
odds and ends. Odds and ends.
That was probably pretty loud. I forgot how.
Was it?
I don't know. I forgot how loud that bumper
was.
Fine
with me.
Yep.
So we missed a birthday last Friday. Not our fault. We didn't.
We missed the. Oh.
Yeah, we missed this. I don't know why. I don't know how we missed this. Last Friday was. That's not the music.
I know.
Last Friday was Kevin, aka Vail Geek, who doesn't live in Vail. Last Friday it was his birthday, so happy belated birthday!
Yep.
Can't wait to see you in July.
Yep.
Speaking of July, we got our rooms for Snowbird. We're in the lodge.
We're in the lodge, the one with the kitchen.
Because we gotta be cooking.
Yep.
Tuesday we have three birthdays.
We do.
Casey, aka Bonsai.
Bonsai.
One of our raid members from WoW. His birthday is Tuesday. By the way. You know what? I don't think the readers or the listeners would know if it was a K or a C.
I'm just saying.
Seeing as I did the K sound. And then my wonderful Hello Kitty loving darling, SJ's birthday is Tuesday.
Yep.
And I'm so excited to tell her happy birthday tomorrow. And we have one more.
Yep.
You can. Oh, it's Jennifer Mayu's birthday on Tuesday. We met her at Nurtackler a few years ago.
Yeah, I made you say the last name because I wouldn't give you.
Well, I mean, I could be totally wrong, but I think it's a good.
I didn't want you laughing at me.
That's a good effort I did. That was a real good effort. And then that's all the birthdays we have.
No, it's not. So on Friday, is Renee's birthday.
It is my birthday.
So we're excited about that. Everyone wish her a happy birthday on Friday. You're
awesome.
You'd
be embarrassed when people pay me attention. You realize this,
right? Pay me attention. Well, you know, this also, your birthday also marks the second year of Valentine Cast.
Oh, yeah. We started around my birthday,
didn't we? We started on your birthday.
Really?
I went back and looked.
So what day was that?
It was March 15th. It was a Monday.
But it's Monday now. Shouldn't it be a different?
I don't know. I had to go back and look. Mm. Well, our first post that was on our Facebook, not our Facebook, but on our website, mm-hmm. was March 15th.
Well, it was the day before because you remember how long it took us to get it posted?
Probably because I was amateur.
Oh, I remember the first podcast. It took us how long to get it posted? Like,
it took
hours and hours.
A few hours.
So those are our birthdays.
And I didn't do my bumper like I was supposed to.
You
because
didn't.
I select off. But the pick of the week that I have was a pick that came via Ladies of Leap.
Kinda.
To Renee. Well, yeah. So apparently the ladies.
I want to give proper credit for this. So.
The ladies were talking about Borderland ringtones.
Yes.
But Renee went a step further. And she actually found these ringtones that they were talking about, and she shared a link with me. I didn't get the chance to listen to the show. And there's a link in our show notes. You can get 400 ringtones.
This is basically everything they say in the freaking game.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
I mean stuff like,
who's ready for a mother humping tea party?
What's my
favorite?
Make
it rain!
And that is Jay's ringtone, by the way.
Ever.
So tons of Tiny Tina.
Yep.
So Tiny Tina. Go check that out.
Yeah. So if you don't reach us by email,
and find out how to send us food that we will try even if it's potentially disgusting.
You can reach us at email at thevalentinecast@gmail.com. You can also see our blog at valentinecast.com. The podcast Twitter feed is ValentineCast. You also can see our Facebook page at facebook.com/valentinecast. If you want to call us, where can they call us, Renee?
You can dial a number, and the number is 415-75-VCAST. That's 415-758-2278. And if you want to see video of us or this show, you can go to youtube.com/ValentineCast. If you want to tweet Jay and say hi, his Twitter feed is TheCowboy. That's TheCowboy. And my Twitter feed is The Ice Flow.
All right. Thank you, Pretty Lights Music, for letting us use your music. And thank you, Chat Room, for coming out and hanging with us.
You all rock.
Ever Studios, Hando, love you guys. Bronco, everyone that's out there.
Resting Little Power, love y'all.
Yep. Talk to you guys later. Bye.
Fur.
Best tea party ever.